President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former President Donald Trump are marking the anniversary of the September 11th attacks today, even as some families of those who died hoped to keep the day free from campaign politics. NPR's Eric McDaniel has been following this. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Juana.
Eric, tell me what Biden, Harris, and Trump have been up to today.
So they, along with J.D. Vance, Trump's running mate, were all in New York this morning at the formal commemoration events. Governor Tim Walz, Harris's running mate, was back in his home state of Minnesota marking the day there. None of these folks made formal remarks, while some of the families who spoke at the event pleaded for more action from the government to expand health care for survivors or aid in a lawsuit against the Saudi government, who some survivors believe played a role in the attack. Trump and Harris briefly shook hands at the event. They appeared to exchange pleasantries, but for the most part, the first event of the day just didn't have much in the way of electoral politics, despite being just hours after last night's presidential debate.
Eric, what happened? What did they do after that ceremony?
Well, all of the politicians left a little early. The event was a full reading of the 3,000 or so names of victims who died in the attacks. It took around about 4 hours. Trump made a brief stop in New York City at a fire department, along with J.D. Vance, to take a picture with first responders. Then he and Biden and Harris continued separately to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, to lay wreaths at the Flight 93 memorial. Harris and Biden stopped at a fire department there. No remarks from them at any of those events either.
I have to say, Eric, I'm really struck by the collision that we're seeing here. You've got the home stretch of presidential politics and, of course, the annual commemoration of one of the deadliest days in modern American history.
That's right. Obviously, it's an important day for candidates to show their respect to those who lost their lives in the attacks. But I heard from victims' family members who said they wanted to avoid this being politicized. Carrie Kelly told me she lost her stepdad, a firefighter, on 9/11. Trump visited her stepdad's firehouse today, and she felt outraged, like Trump was somehow politicizing her grief. And Biden and Harris also took some heat from families speaking at the New York Memorial event this morning.
Eric, last thing, I'm just curious for you. What was on your mind as you were watching these events today?
You know, I've covered a couple September 11th anniversaries at this point, and it's striking how different they're starting to feel than even, say, 5 years ago. Family members who spoke today, many of them said something like, "I'm sorry I never got the chance to meet you," or "I'm sorry I wasn't born until after you passed away." Mm. These are kids and young adults, some of whom have kids of their own, who don't remember 9/11 or who weren't born yet after the father or aunt or grandparent or whoever they were remembering died in the attacks. The world's changed so much since then, and the survivors' refrain of never forget is starting to take on a different kind of meaning.
NPR's Eric McDaniel. Eric, thanks.
Thank you, Juana.